I'm Tom Rowe, and you've tuned into the Daily Congressional Report for WGXC and WOOC in Troy, covering what's going on today in the 19th Congressional District election between Republican John Faso, Democrat Antonio Delgado, and others. On October 22nd, at a political debate, Republican John Faso said he did not vote for Donald Trump in 2016, but that he voted for Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson in the presidential election. The next day, Trump endorsed Faso on Twitter, and in another debate later that day, Faso was repeating some of Trump's key talking points. The Kinderhook congressional incumbent claimed October 23rd that Democrats have a, quote, mob mentality, unquote, and claimed that a Central American caravan of U.S.-bound migrants was organized by someone with a, quote, political, unquote, agenda. Then, on October 24th, Faso left the campaign trail to go see his friend, the president. Quote, I'm at the White House for the signing of a historic and bipartisan package to fight the opioid crisis. Included in the package is the STOP Act, which I was a primary sponsor of in the House. The STOP Act and a larger package will save lives, unquote, Faso wrote on Twitter. Meanwhile, Faso and the New York Post attempted to turn his opponent, Democrat Antonio Delgado, into some sort of anti-Israel radical. Quote, as currently constructed, you know, Israel is not a Jewish democracy. Those settlements make it so that it can't be. So we've got to have a two-state solution, unquote, Delgado said October 23rd at the WAMC News Channel 13 debate with Faso, referring to a deal to share land between Israel and the Palestinians. Quote, Israel is not a democracy. Israel is a strong democracy. It is a vibrant democracy. It has a vibrant free enterprise system. It has a vibrant agricultural system, culture. Israel is a democracy, unquote, Faso responded during the debate. And Delgado answered back, quote, I said it is not a Jewish democracy, meaning that given the fact that we have settlements currently in the region, it is not deemed a nation of Jewish democracy until we deal with the settlements. Until we deal with the settlements, we will have that issue, unquote, Delgado said. The Democrat also responded to the news of the day, October 24th, of the attempted terror attacks aimed at political rivals of the president with a press release and a tweet. Quote, I am deeply saddened and alarmed by today's reports of attempted acts of terror targeting public servants, leaders, and journalists in my home state of New York and across the country, unquote, Delgado wrote. Faso also tweeted about the issue, writing, quote, justice will be served for those responsible for the attempted attacks against President Obama, Secretary Clinton, and others. These actions run counter to our values and do nothing more than divide and terrorize our country. I am grateful for the Secret Service and local law enforcement, unquote. And Delgado also released a new ad October 23rd, touting the endorsement of Republican former State Senator John Dunn of Chatham. Here is the audio of that ad.
I'm John Dunn, lifelong Republican and former New York State Senator. I voted for Reagan, but I'm not voting for John Faso this year. John has voted to please his big donors and special interests instead of us. Faso voted to raise our health care costs and pave the way for higher taxes on the middle class. So I'm supporting Antonio Delgado for Congress. He's the right man with the right ideas. Antonio Delgado has my vote.
I'm Antonio Delgado, and I approve this message.
And on October 23rd, John Faso and Antonio Delgado held their third debate, this one in Woodstock, New York, sponsored by Spectrum. Here's an excerpt of that debate.
Now, some of the lyrics in these songs, while questionable, talk about current social issues and struggles, including poverty, violence, and racial inequality. Now, factoring out the obvious objectionable content, would you agree that there are some valid points being made in these songs about the state of America and society, especially for young people and minorities?
Well, Javon, the fact that he had a career as a rapper isn't relevant. His words are relevant. Many of those words you wouldn't want me to say on this program. The fact is, what's more important are in the words that he's saying now. Just yesterday, he said that Israel was not a Jewish democracy. He said that he loves the Iran nuclear deal, said it was the diplomatic achievement of the last 10 years. It gave hundreds of millions of dollars funneled to the Iranian regime that John Kerry admitted could wind up in the hands of terrorists. That deal was dangerous to the United States. He has been all over the lot on whether he's for a single payer system or whether he wants a limited Medicare buy-in. The fact is, words do matter. And the fact is, the gentleman is extremely inexperienced and naive when it comes to foreign policy. How could you possibly say that Israel is not a Jewish democracy? Israel is a democracy. It is the leading beacon of democracy in the Middle East. It is an ally of ours, and it's an insult to suggest otherwise.
Well, Congressman, just to be clear, though, before we give Mr. Delgado a chance to respond, poverty, violence, and racial inequality. These are themes and messages that were in some of the lyrics here. Does he have a point by bringing this up? And is this something that needs to be addressed?
All of those things can be addressed, and that's legitimate. What I objected to, and what others objected to, were language that demeaned women, that questioned our national heritage, etc. But that is not the most relevant thing to me today. To me, the fact is, the gentleman just moved into the district. He has no record in this district. When he votes next 2 weeks from now for Congress, it'll be the very first vote he's ever cast. He spent his entire adult life outside of this district. He has no record of civic or private sector employment in this district. He has no public record either. So the voters should naturally wonder about the overriding ambition of this gentleman who moved in, bought a house, registered to vote, and immediately the next day signed up to run for Congress.
Just again, before to drive this point home, and forgive me, you say that words matter, and certainly they do, and there are words that are in ads that are airing that address this issue that cast your opponent as, you know, out of step with the district and inappropriately using these lyrics, etc. So are you prepared to denounce those ads? You don't think that those ads should be running? I know that they're outside
Liz,
money that is paying for those
you
ads.
Know that those are not my ads. They're not authorized or collaborated
with. But do you denounce them or support them?
All I've said is that the ads are provocative, and so were his lyrics. But the most provocative thing to me is the fact that Mr. Delgado has a naive view about foreign policy, about domestic policy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He repeats the Nancy Pelosi sound bites.
And he's
supported by kind of a mob mentality that exists in the Democratic Party.
You can see
exactly what I'm talking about when you listen to people who interrupt.
Sir, please.
Just about that on Pat.
Go ahead.
So if I may, what we're seeing, the tenor, the personal attacks, the ad hominems, is a big part of why people are just tired of politics and frustrated. The level of divisiveness on display by the current congressman, I think speaks volumes to where we are right now in this country and how we have to really rein this thing in. I want to be clear about a couple of points. One, nothing in my lyrics was denigrating to women. I want to make sure we make that clear. But on the question of Israel, I want to make sure we're clear on this too. My position has been pretty clear, but to make sure it's even clearer, Israel is a democracy, and it is a Jewish democracy. My point in the debate yesterday was to say that if it is to remain one for generations to come, it is urgent and critical that we have a two-state solution. As a man married to a woman who's Jewish, raising two Jewish children, I care deeply about the fate of Israel. And so I would only hope that as the good gentleman here and I talk about this issue, an issue that by all accounts has been pretty consensus in terms of bipartisanship, in terms of the security of Israel, that we don't demagogue, that we don't run to the extremes to make a point.
And we'll be getting to foreign policy a little later on, but do you care to respond directly to...
Oh, I would love to. I mean, I hit me with so many things there. So let me talk about the music. As I've said, the music for me was about upliftment. You talk about the issues that I raised. It matters a lot. Issues that I still care about. In my opening remarks, what did I say? Wage stagnation, 40 plus years. I talked about 80% of folks sharing just 10% of the wealth. I was talking about that over a decade ago. I'm talking about it now. I'm happy to say that we've seen the objective members of the community, members who can see it for what it is, talk about how this line of attack is misleading and grotesquely irresponsible. Whether it is we see the clergy members who stood up and wrote a letter, whether it's the local or national papers, whether it's Woodstock Radio who pulled the ads, whether it's Chris Gibson who said he regrets the tone of the ads. You're right to ask Congressman Fazio whether or not he'll denounce it. And
okay.
You can denounce these ads if you really want to.